Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us right here on a Tuesday afternoon. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, is in the house for the entire show, as he is each and every Tuesday. And boy, do we have a start to this show. Not only is Marshawn Lattimore reportedly on his way, according to all the national insiders, to the Washington Commanders, but we have the rest of trade deadline day. We have the Steelers coming into town. I have a 7-2 team, and we have one of the best analysts and best players that I got to watch from afar. Of course, a lot on TV, a couple of times in person, three-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Pro Bowl defensive back from Westwood One Sports, Devin McCourty, joins us here on the BetQL guest hotline. Devin, it's Chris Russell and Rick Doc Walker. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you. How are you?
Hey, Dev.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I could hear the excitement with the Lattimore trade, so happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's perfect timing for us, so we'll start right there. Marshawn Lattimore is a four-time Pro Bowler. I know he's had some injury issues. I know he's a little bit up there in age, but I assume you like this deal for the Commanders?
Yeah, and I think especially when you get players that are not as young as they once were, it just makes more sense when they're in an environment where they can win. Lattimore's not old. He's 28 years old, so you're not getting like this older player who's on his last leg. I think you're getting a guy who needed a fresh start, needed out of New Orleans, where, you know, they had some good years, but I think their team overall, especially their defense, is an aging defense. The season doesn't look like it's going to get turned around. So I think you're honestly going to get probably the best version of Marshawn Lattimore coming into a team with a quarterback and a team that's played really well this year, and everything's right in front of them. So I think it's a really good move by Washington.
How about in terms of scheme? You played for the master. So how do you see Washington's scheme defensively and what they want to be and him having the ability to enhance that?
Yeah, I think he has the ability to go out there, and I think you saw throughout his career the matchups he took on. He was a guy that sometimes they would match him, play man-to-man, and I think – and Quinn's defense, they don't always play a ton of man. I think they play more man than in some other years. But I think his ability to go out there and cover somebody allows you as a defensive coordinator to say, okay, maybe we wouldn't have done this before, but adding a guy like this gives us the ability maybe to run some type of pressure to the opposite side, maybe lean a safety opposite and play to him. Maybe it gives you a chance that in a big moment of the game to double team a star receiver and put Lattimore on another guy, and you think Lattimore can take away their number two and you double the number one. So to me, anytime you get a guy like this, we had Stephon Gilmore come. We traded for Aqib Talib, played with Darrell Revis for a year. Our defenses weren't the same before those guys. When we got those guys, we added different things. We mixed some things in because of the abilities and the strengths that they had. So I think Washington, I have to use Marshawn Lattimore's skill set a little bit different than they've done probably with some of the other guys they've had there and what they've done this season. But it gives you another thing that you could do down the stretch to make it more complicated for different offenses you play.
Devin McCourty, three-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Pro Bowler, analyst for Westwood One Sports. He'll be on the call Thursday Night Football, Baltimore and Cincinnati, and was on the call, as we mentioned, last Monday night in Pittsburgh for the Steelers and the Giants, the two wraparound opponents here of the Commanders. We'll get to the Steelers in a second. But Devin, you just mentioned all the different moves you guys made, and everybody remembers, obviously, a bunch of those moves. How difficult was it when you're coming into a situation, and especially a complex defense like Bill used to run, and maybe Quinn and Joe Witt Jr.'s defense is not as complicated, I don't know. How difficult is it to kind of get comfortable mentally, physically, maybe even emotionally, when your head's spinning and you're trying to learn not only your playbook, but an entire new locker room and organization?
You know, the interesting thing sometimes is, I know in New England it was like that. Sometimes it was easier for you to come during the season because you just learned the things you needed to know to go through that game. You didn't have to learn all of the playbook and have to know all these little intricacies of the defense. You just need to know how you need to perform that week, the different roles, the different tasks you had. So the cool thing I think about the locker room, and I know Doc knows, is you kind of fit in no matter what locker room you're in. As long as you're a hard worker, you love to study, and you love to play the game of football. So I think the locker room will welcome Marshawn Lattimore with open arms, and then he'll have to do the rest. But to me, you don't see many times where that holds a guy back from learning or going out there and playing. You kind of find a common ground of language and lingo that different guys use, and you'll kind of bridge that over until you kind of get more and more comfortable. But you also see throughout this league, there's usually some connection somewhere where guys feel a little bit at home because they had a guy they played with in college or a coach. So I don't think that'll be an issue for Lattimore. He'll find a way to get in there. We see Hopkins. He's only a week and a half in Kansas City. He had two touchdowns last night. So teams do a really good job catching everybody up to speed.
You get the vibe, and that's why I enjoy your work. When you watch Washington and other teams that are upstart, they're in the middle of conversion, they have bought in. Why is this group different? And why, in your estimation, why has it worked when so many others have failed in the past?
I thought it was interesting working with Jason Garrett. He went to Washington and went down to training camp. And he said when it first started, before they got into the X's and O's and everything like that, said Dan Quinn brought everybody in, and he talked about getting to know each other. He talked about building this culture, playing for one another. And I think those things, especially from the outside looking in, all of the things that you heard coming out of Washington over the last few years, the Snyder regime, I think that was key for this team to come in and understand, hey, whatever's happened in the past, all of that is out. We're new from top to bottom, and this is how we're building this organization up. This is going to be our brand of football. This is going to be our brand of people. And I think when you have something like that, and then you bring in the guys like Bobby Wagner and guys like Zach Ertz, you bring in guys who have played on championship teams, the high-character guys, I think across your locker room, you now set a tone that, hey, football is going to be important. It's going to be the most important thing we do. But being good people is going to be important. And I think when you watch this team play, they're playing for one another. They obviously have a young rookie quarterback who has shown to be a stud. And I think that brings excitement from everybody. It makes you work a little bit harder, study a little bit longer, because you now know you actually have a shot to win. And I think that's what they've done. They started from the bottom with some of the most simple things you can do as far as building a team, no matter if you're talking about football or any kind of team. And I think you're seeing the payoff now during the season.
No doubt.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Pro Bowl corner, Westwood One analyst. He'll be on the call Thursday night with the Birdman, Ian Eagle, on Westwood One Odyssey. All that for the Ravens and Cincinnati. Was on the call for the Giants in Pittsburgh last Monday night. Devin McCourty is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter or X at Devin McCourty. And, of course, part of the McCourty twins. And just everybody knows who Devin is. Great stuff here. So you just mentioned the young quarterback, Devin. Before we... before we wrap this up, and we really appreciate your time, Jaden Daniels, obviously, we all know, number two overall pick, LSU, big arm, mobility, fast. From a defensive back perspective and from a Super Bowl champion perspective like yourself, what else stands out to you in terms of why Jaden is having this immediate success besides not turning the ball over? Is it some part of his mental makeup, or is it physical, or is it just a combination of everything? How do you kind of read that out?
No, I think it's his mental approach to the game. We always watch, some of these younger quarterbacks come in that have a skill set and physical traits that allow them to make plays, whether that's running or scrambling and throwing on the run. I think when you watch Jaden Daniels, you see full control. You see hitting the back foot, ball gone. The play that sticks out of my head still to this day is still the play against Cincinnati. They send all-out blitz. He hits Terry McLaurin in the back of the end zone, fading backwards. It's the understanding. Yeah, the Hail Mary's nice, how he can scramble around and throw the ball. But the play after play, the consistency of understanding, hey, once I get to the line of scrimmage, this is what the defense is in. This is our call. This is going to be what I want to go to right away. If that's not there, then I'm going to go here. If that's not there, then I can run. I can buy time. Like, he is processing the game at such a high level that it's forcing defenses to be on point every single snap. He has showed, even when they lost to Baltimore, he showed, hey, if I play against Lamar Jackson, we play against one of these dynamic offenses, we're going to go blow for blow. We're going to go back and forth with them. We're going to score. So, to me, it sticks out. You very rarely play against some young quarterbacks when they're in their rookie year, and it's tough to make it hard on them from a disguise standpoint, from a cover standpoint. And he has made it hard for defenses to come out and say, hey, we're playing a rookie quarterback, we're going to make it difficult, because he showed that he has the answers to all the tests. So, yes, he can run and all that. He has special arm talent, but his mental makeup of understanding what defenses are doing at such a young age, It's really a beauty to see.
Totally agree. And that VR stuff seems to help him a lot, and his experience, obviously, as well. So I mentioned you were on the call on Westwood One last Monday night in Pittsburgh, Giants and the Steelers. Clearly, Russell Wilson has made a major difference in their passing game, and it doesn't seem to have rocked the boat in terms of the chemistry. What else stood out to you about Pittsburgh besides that guy, T.J. Watt, I guess? Are they really good, or are they just good?
We're going to find out. I think I said that to a couple of friends of mine of, hey, Russ comes back, you beat the Jets, you beat the Giants, all good wins, and I think the way they're playing Russ, it's a lot of moving the pocket, bootlegs, get them outside early, and then Russ is as good as anybody, in this last 10 to 15 years playing, of throwing the ball up there and dropping in some of those deep balls. So he's done that. But, I wouldn't say the competition level has been that high of the teams they had to beat. And I'm sure coming off a bye week, they circled this game as, hey, we're going to go prove to the league that we can go win and play by playing against the Washington Commanders. So a really good test for the Commanders, a young football team that, as you're coming up, and I'm sure they'll hear from, Wagner or Ertz of, hey, this game is important. It's the biggest game of the year because it's the next game. You want to be ready to go. You want to perform. But you always want to keep things in perspective and put your best foot forward, but know that there's still games to play. So I'm really excited about this matchup. I want to see how they handle T.J. Watt, how they handle Highsmith. How do you combat, Russ throwing the deep ball, but Najee Harris in the run game being better than it was now that Russ is in there, has a threat of going deep. So should be a really good treat Sunday watching these two teams.
And you got a hell of a game Thursday night on Westwood One between the Bengals, and Joe Burrow just threw 5 touchdowns, if memory serves, and, of course, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Maybe you're just kind of getting into that matchup, but my goodness, should be a lot of points scored, I would think, in that game.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, I think you look at this team, and, you know, I thought it was amusing watching Joe Burrow Sunday because they're destroying the Raiders, and he looks angry on the sideline. He is not happy. And I love to see that because I was like, this guy's on a mission. He knows what he wants this season, doesn't really care about that game. It was almost like a feeling of if he could go and play Baltimore an hour or two later once that game finished, like he was ready to go. And Baltimore's pass defense has been, you know, obviously, you know, ranked the worst in the NFL. So you pair that up with going against Burrow. It seems like me and I and Eagle have fun just talking about all these touchdowns, yards, and points.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it works out. Usually when you think that, you get something totally opposite.
Love it.
But should be a high-flying, exciting game.
Love it. One last quick one for you. Sorry to keep you so long. Devin McCourty with us, Westwood One. Again, on the call Thursday Night Football, Ravens and the Bengals. If you were Todd Bowles last night, 27 seconds left, you tie, you get the touchdown, are you going for two, or did he play it right in your eyes, even though they lost?
I'm going for two, but I think even more importantly is I wouldn't have called that timeout after Palmer got the ball down to the 1 yard line. I would have rushed to the ball and been able to run a play. You would have still had the timeout, so you could have took the clock essentially down to wherever you think you needed to take it down to get four plays ran because of that timeout. You know, maybe I take the clock down about 12 seconds. And I run a QB sneak. If we don't get in, I bang a timeout, and now we have time, you know, for three more plays at the 1 yard line. So, I would have went for two just because, you know, you watched the coin toss. As soon as the Chiefs won the coin toss, Baker Mayfield just put his head back and looked to the sky because you're playing against that guy. Him and Andy Reid, Mahomes and Andy Reid, is just tough to beat. So. You know, everything's easier being a coach from the couch, but
no doubt.
That's the decision I thought would have been best.
Devin, thank you. This is awesome. Great to have you and perfect timing for us, which we are very appreciative of you and Westwood One for making time for us. Thank you so
Keep
much.
Up the good
Great
work,
insight.
Dad.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you guys for having me on today.
I appreciate you. Devin McCourty joining Doc Walker and myself.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.